This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to hold discussions with several state governors as well as business leaders on conditions for reopening the U.S. economy. He's also expected to announce support of farmers and other members of the food chain industries who helped ensure a steady food supply during the lockdowns. Brazil became the country with the fourth largest number of coronavirus infections in the world on Sunday, surpassing Spain and Italy. Overnight, the South American country had more than 15,000 confirmed new cases, bringing the total to more than 235,000 on Sunday. That's according to the Johns Hopkins University tally. Health experts say the real number of cases could be higher because many people have not been tested. With the death toll approaching 16,000, Brazil ranks sixth in the world for coronavirus-related deaths. Mexico and Ecuador have also seen a spike of new cases, prompting the World Health Organization to declare the Americas as the new center of the pandemic. Russia is another hotspot, recording about 10,000 new confirmed cases a day for at least the past 10 consecutive days in May. Russia has reported 281,752 confirmed coronavirus cases and 2,631 deaths. New hotspots are emerging in Africa, especially in Nigeria, drawing attention to the dangers of inaction. Spain and Italy, two European countries that were at the center of the world's coronavirus outbreak in March, are now gradually returning to normal after about 2 months under lockdown and no reports of new infections. The daily number of people dying of COVID-19 in those two countries is also declining. This is VOA News. Iran is warning the United States against threatening the tankers carrying fuel to Venezuela, where gasoline and oil are desperately in short supply. Venezuela is suffering from an oil shortage despite being a major oil production center. As many as five Iranian ships loaded with gasoline are believed to be on their way to the South American country. U.S. sanctions forbid Iran from selling oil, and the United States is also pressuring all countries against supplying fuel to Venezuela as part of Washington's efforts to drive Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from power. Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif wrote a letter on Sunday to the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres about Tehran's concerns over whatever action the United States might take. Zarif said Iran would consider any coercive measures by the United States as a dangerous escalation. U.S. officials have not said specifically how they plan to respond if Iran is sending gasoline to Venezuela. A suicide bomb explosion in central Somalia has killed at least five people, including a regional governor on Sunday. That's according to officials who spoke to VOA Somali. Somali officials told VOA that the governor of Puntland administration's Mudug region, Ahmed Muz Noor, his brother, and two bodyguards were killed after a suicide bomber driving a rickshaw rammed into his vehicle in the town of Galkayo, about 6,600 kilometers north of Mogadishu. A civilian bystander was also killed. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the explosion. Noor is the second governor from Puntland administration assassinated by suicide bombers within the past 2 months. On March 29th, the governor of Nugal region, Abdusalam Hassan Hirsi, was killed in a suicide bombing. The United States leads the world with nearly 90,000 coronavirus deaths, but the United States health chief on Sunday rejected the notion that the government had failed its people. "You can't celebrate a single death," Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar told CNN, but he added it could have been vastly, vastly worse. Also Sunday, U.S. President Donald Trump returned from a weekend visit to his Camp David presidential retreat outside Washington, where he attended meetings on the coronavirus. He said, "We did a lot of terrific meetings. Tremendous progress is being made on many fronts, including coming up with a cure for this horrible plague that has beset our country." The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation is predicting the nation's coronavirus death toll will reach 147,000 by August. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.